Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Bienvenidos a Airbuds Podcast. Welcome to Radio a la Baloncesto. My name is Jamel Wisconsin Johnson.
My name is Mike
Milwaukee Benner. Come on, damn it.
Is there any state that rhymes with Benner?
No. Mike Eddie Vedder Benner.
Mike Eddie Vedder Benner from Seattle, Washington.
Yeah.
Happy basketball, Jamel.
Happy basketball to you. Whoa, it was a football. I don't even think. Did you actually watch any football? You came to my house exclusively for Usher and Dip.
I came over. We got there right before the start of the second. We ate a bunch of wings. Jamel made some very good crunchy little wings.
Oh, thanks,
Did you make those lemon pepper wings too?
No. That was when Anna's homies came through with the lemon peps.
Oof, the lemon pepper wings were. There was like three left in the bowl when we got there. When we had the last three, they were so fucking good.
Bruh, it looked like he took them joints straight from the back of Wingstop. Like, imagine a guy just like walking behind the counter and grabbing a mixing bowl of lemon peps.
Maybe he did.
But that was our party. Hey, that was an official Super Bowl party. Somebody stole some wings from Wingstop.
Yep.
Usher got two applause breaks.
You couldn't hear Usher because of how loud everyone was cheering during every part. It was great.
It was really good, but then I kind of was, damn, I want to hear the show. Guys, we're not there.
Deborah and I, we had to leave after Usher because we had to go see some family over in Koreatown. But we're definitely, like, I think tonight going to rewatch the halftime show on YouTube. Yeah. My favorite part of your Super Bowl party was there was a kids room upstairs where Brendan Wardell and all the children were watching the Nickelodeon broadcast of the Super Bowl.
Everybody who couldn't handle the adult CBS proceedings of the Super Bowl, we had a little kids room for them. We had some nice art up there. We had some coloring books. Because listen, man, it's the Super Bowl. I'm not trying to make you love football. Just hang out. Hit the kids zone. We got you.
There's a point where Brandon ran downstairs to get food. And he... he couldn't find a fork. And I was like, I don't know. He was like asking me where the forks were. And I was like, I don't know where the forks are, man. And he like was too afraid to like ask you or Anna like where the forks were.
Yeah. And he asked, like, he stepped out in front of everybody and was like, hey, are there forks?
I tapped Anna on the shoulder to be like, Anna, like, Brandon needs a fork. And that's when he like was like, I gotta take responsibility for this and stepped out and asked for one. Yeah.
But he didn't even ask. He asked if forks existed. I was like, yes, there's a house. There are 30 niggas in this house. Yes, there's forks.
Yeah, and Anna was just like, yeah, check the drawer.
Yeah, let me scoop like, you one. They're right okay, over so here, man.
Brandon keeps all his silverware just out on the counter, apparently, because he doesn't know what a drawer is.
He has drawers. I've been to his house. He has drawers. I don't understand.
What did you think of Usher's halftime show?
I thought the show was a very good show. I thought the energy around this show was really big. I guess that's because it was an artist so connected to when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm. Same.
So, you know what I mean? Like, everybody that we knew who grew up fucking with this dude was all, like, it was bigger than Rihanna. Like, Rihanna was, like, a little bit after us, just in terms of, like, yeah, no, we're all big Rihanna fans, but I'm just talking about, like, just
yeah.
The atmosphere going mm-hmm. into this Usher show felt really big, and I thought it was a really good show, and it was just such a blur. The only thing I remember was that he had those glittery abs added to that suit.
Which was incredible. Also, that part, like, once the roller skates came out to the end, very, like, Crip Code it, right?
That felt it was all little, there blue was something.
And black. There's a little Crip walking happen here and there.
There was a little bit of that. It was a little, seems like OT Genesis did some of the choreography, sure. Yeah, I could see how maybe that was the case. Alicia Keys being the blood counterpart to all of this,
mm-hmm.
loving this blood. My God, I mean,
Spawn cape,
the Spawn, the Valentine, like the classic Valentine's. She looked like a box of chocolates you get at CVS, which mm-hmm. is like hood as fuck, though, which is like truly at its essence, hood as fuck. To give someone you love the box of chocolates from CVS is some real project behavior.
You know, I was about to say, before you got to the project behavior part, I was about to say, Deborah and I don't really do Valentine's Day. We don't like it that much, but I was about to be like, should I go get her like Russell Stover's
listen,
chocolate if it, box from CVS? But it, maybe.
If it's, well, hey, listen, Project Love is real love. It's strong. There's if you find a box that has that glitter, that solid glitter, also, you know, very tastefully sexy. I mean, I haven't gone frame by frame on the Alicia Keys, but wowzers. Everybody keeps talking about the hug. But listen, brother, what was underneath the hug? I think it was some buns under there. I think it was some Cinnabuns.
She looked good. She was definitely wearing makeup, which is funny to me because like her whole rare thing for like 5 years was like, I don't wear makeup. I'll never wear makeup.
Hey, listen.
Definitely wearing a ton of makeup.
She probably also said she'd never do the Super Bowl, but then it becomes a good idea.
And then Gusher comes along. My friend texts it to say that his kids.
Did you say Gusher?
His kids thought that his name was Gusher.
Whoa.
and he didn't correct them. So, like, just all day yesterday, they were like, we can't wait for the Gusher show. and I was like, oh, tell them that that's what his fans are called, Gushers.
I can't wait to see how long that lasts.
Yeah.
It
was great. My favorite part of the halftime show, watching it with a room full of people, there was a quiet aside where Deborah briefly thought after he took off the roller skates, he put on these weird gloves that had like white like bits on the palm part. And there's a brief second where she thought he put the roller skates on his hands. and she literally thought he was going to like do a handstand and skate off. and I was like, those are just He just has white things on the gloves. Those are not wheels.
Roller skates on the hands would have been crazy.
I know.
God.
If he just everybody... did a handstand and everybody pushed him up to the side.
Anything. He could have did anything last night. Usher was...
He did everything.
Fully on fire. He could have took his pants off and kept doing that weird touch thing to his legs.
My one complaint, the show opened with a sweeping shot of all these like kind of people dressed kind of circusy, doing contortions or people like doing handstands or holding people up. And I thought, oh, he's going to fucking start with My Way. And he did. There was a couple bars at the beginning of My Way.
Two words. Yeah.
And then just fucking into another song. And My Way is like, that's my Usher song. That's like, that's my high school experience is like My Way. And I wish we got more of it. Yeah.
It was really, that video is so nuts. We also missed an opportunity for a Tyrese cameo.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine Tyrese at the Super Bowl? You know what I mean? He pulls up in one of them Fast and the Furious cars.
He was probably just watching his Benihana in the back of his house last night, right?
And just him getting cucked by Usher. Usher dressed like Clockwork Orange. Why was he dressed like Clockwork Orange in the My Way video?
Because it wasn't like no one had examined it enough to like realize like, oh, that movie's about a gang of rapists. Like literally that's what that movie is about. But like in 2000, no one had examined it enough to like be like, oh, this is just a cool aesthetic.
Yeah, they was really feeling them vibrations. Speaking of vibes, mm-hmm. Jermaine Dupri was wearing Valley Girl socks. Nobody reacted to that. That was crazy to me.
He was dressed like a traditional like anime schoolgirl. It was
insane. He was dressed like the nigga from AC/DC.
Yeah.
We anime schoolgirl finishings.
It was insane.
Them socks, those are the socks. The girl from the Utz potato chip bag. Those are the socks she's wearing.
We never see her below her torso, but for sure she's wearing those socks. Yeah.
I can promise you she is wearing the same crushed velvet shorts and them socks, young.
You know, shout out to Jermaine Dupri. He was like, I know I'm going to get 8 seconds of camera time. Put me in the most ridiculous outfit so people talk about me. And it's working.
Bro, there was two times last night where I thought I saw CeeLo Green, and neither of them was CeeLo Green.
I thought it was CeeLo at first too, because they also shot him from like an up angle that made him look.
Yeah,
it was not a flattering angle. It made him look CeeLo shaped.
TV is insane. For you to make Will.i.am and Jermaine Dupri both look like CeeLo Green,
mm-hmm.
is hard.
Will.i.am with like, he's like, what if I did an MF Doom mask, but like a 1,000 years into the future? Why was he wearing that mask?
Because he didn't want anybody to know that he was really CeeLo Green.
Shout out. I think the biggest pop of applause and shouting was when Ludacris came up,
which was insane. Ludacris coming out got a crazy applause
because
it was so late in the show. We didn't think we was going to get it. They added two extra minutes for Ludacris.
And Little John, I mean, just crowd surfing. Was he crowd surfing to start his bit of the show?
They had him in the
just
crowd.
Like, yeah. Man, what a show. What a fun time.
It was a good ass show. It's also so, Zach Pugh, who is somebody who we probably should have booked on this show who knows how many years ago. Huge Cavs fan. It's because we already have a Cavs expert. That's why the Cavs fans always end up at the back of the line. But he posted a video
We have like Mahdi is probably responsible for most of our video views on Instagram.
I would say he definitely got us about half of our views. Half of them are Mahdi.
He's never been a guest proper on the show, right?
Has he? He might have did it once, like once again, maybe 5 years ago.
Right, but because we have Peter, all Cavs line, Cavs fans go to the back of the line.
This is the unfortunate truth of our show. Point is, Zach posted a video from the 91 Super Bowl where it was just like a kid singing "You're the Wind Beneath My Wings." Shit has come so far. It's a little kid with a bowl cut singing.
It was Up With People for like 12 years running. Do you know Up With People?
What?
Up With People was like a government funded like children's choir that just was like meant to spread positivity, and they did the halftime for like 12 years running.
I'm glad they stopped doing that shit.
Yeah, no, it sucks. Is that what made the game better? Right, because we're not talking about the game at all. We're talking about Usher right now. So maybe having a child in a bowl cut singing "Wind Beneath My Wings" would be good for the game.
I guess it would just make you think about the results of the game way more.
Did you bet anything on the game?
No, just them squares. I did win a square. I won the Super Bowl. I won the fourth quarter.
What does that mean? How much did you win?
It was just like it was just a pot, and then every quarter got a quarter of the money.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like $50, so I got like $13.
Wait. Wasn't the fourth quarter like 19-19?
Yeah. I had 9-9.
That's such a weird score. You got that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Fuck with me.
Do you have any thoughts or feelings about the game overall? Anything about Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift?
Man, I don't feel anything. I feel like, there was a Patriots fan at the party last night, and he made a good point that when the Patriots was doing this, it was the league versus the Patriots. Now that the Chiefs have become the Patriots, the league loves that. It's like the Chiefs and the league versus everybody else. Because now it's the Chiefs and Taylor Swift and the league versus everybody else who wants to watch football but hates those other three things.
I don't get it.
You know what?
Maybe I don't like football enough for me to get it. Yeah. It's a different show. Basketball, not football.
Yeah, yeah. We actually don't apologize for shit on this program.
No. And I never will. And I won't apologize for being kind of excited that Kyle Lowry is going to become a Philadelphia 76er, baby.
I mean, it's a pretty good move, all things considered, right?
Good move or like good feeling move?
Good feeling move, good move in the temporary because you're playing a different style of basketball because you don't have Joel Embiid for 2 months?
Who knows? I have no idea. I'm not even convinced he's coming back this season.
Well, let's say he does. Let's say their secret plan is to Embiid's going to be ready to play in April, and we just got to play 500 ball until then. So now they're playing small ball. Nick Nurse gets his old guy. You just brought in Buddy Hield. It's just like they're just going to play YMCA ball. We're fanning out. We've got three shooters. Let's see what happens.
Well, Jamel, I'll say this. 500 ball for the Sixers from now until the playoffs might drop them all the way out of contention. Like, if they play 500 ball, there's a chance they might not even make the play-in.
Damn, the East is like that right now?
It kind of is. Hold on. I'll look at the standings. There's a lot of teams beneath the Sixers that are kind of surging. Obviously, the Cavs have kind of fucking come on as maybe the best team in the East. You know, six games behind the Celtics, but are fucking on fire. They're 9-1 in their last 10. Sixers stand in fifth right now with 31 wins, but behind them, the Pacers with 30, the Magic with 29, the Heat with 28, the Bulls with 25, and the Hawks with 24. But also both the Bulls and Hawks are kind of surging at the moment. So, like, there is a world where the Sixers, if they play 500 ball from here on out, drop to the 10th seed or below.
Well, that's bad.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I don't know what else. Yeah.
Kyle Lowry, Philly boy, love him so much. I feel like it's weird because the two of the guys that I feel like me and the Sixers fans worldwide have been clamoring that we need to get, we now have. We have Buddy Hield and we have Kyle Lowry. Those are two guys that, like, that I've been being like, that is what the Sixers need. But now we have them and Embiid is out. And I'm like, I don't know what they fucking do for us.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that you got them both, it has to make you feel like it's a bad idea.
Yeah. It feels like, or it's like a gift of the Magi situation or something where it's like, we got what we wanted, but we gave up too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a gift of the Magi situation? I don't even know.
Bro, is that a ride at Disney World? I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. The point is, I feel like
the gift of the Magi is like a cliche where it's like, I give you this gift, but I gave up this, and you gave me this gift, but I gave up this, and it's like we didn't have to give up what we wanted to give these gifts. We could have just talked to each other and both been happy.
Okay. Also, still sounds like a ride at Disney World. The point is,
you're thinking of Frog and Toad.
I thought Kyle Lowry is good for Buddy Hield exclusively. I don't know if he's good for anyone else.
Lowry is fine as the third guard off the bench. I think I would trust him more than campaign come playoff time. But, like, I don't know. We're not going to get more than 10 productive minutes out of Kyle Lowry. But on the other hand, it just feels nice to have him in Philly finally.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, hopefully he wears the big hat around.
Villanova guy. Yeah.
Goddamn Philadelphia.
That's how I feel. Where
does it rank in terms of a city? Is it a top 10 city? It feels like it's a top 10 city in the world of sports, obviously. But as an actual city, is it also still top 10?
Are we talking America or the world?
America.
Definitely top 10 in America.
Yeah. Philly is... what makes me the most upset is that Philly is actually really cool.
It's a good time in Philly.
And I have to talk to you about this. I have to talk to you about this miserable basketball team every day. But the actual city is amazing.
Are you... Okay, I don't know if you can announce it yet, but you're going on a mystery tour soon. You're not going to Philly, right?
No.
Let me know when you go to Philly. I'll fly out to Philly. I'll go to the show with you. I'll show you a good time. You'll meet all my shithead friends.
First off, yes. And hopefully I can lock that up. Maybe in the fall. What about the fall? Oh, sorry. One second. Sorry. Hold on. Oh, my bad.
Jamel is running out. He's got a a person in his house inspecting flood damage from when his apartment flooded earlier. So I'm here vamping, killing time. I guess I'll just keep talking about Kyle Lowry. Again, love to have those cheeks sitting down on the Philly bench. He, I think, is probably going to be a Hall of Famer at some point. Does he help the Sixers right now? I don't know. I don't know what can help the Sixers right now. Obviously, they just beat the Wizards, which Jamel and I have not talked about yet. But they just don't look good. And they don't look good without Joel Embiid, and they won't look good without Joel Embiid, whether Kyle Lowry, Buddy Hield, Kelly Oubre, Tyrese Maxey, whoever, even with them all balling out, like, they're going to be a mid team. And I am not confident. I'm honestly, maybe it's me being very Philly, maybe it's me being very pessimistic, I am not convinced they won't fall out of the playoffs between now and whenever Joel Embiid comes back. They're definitely going to fall to the play-in. They're going to be in the 7-10 seed for sure, definitely. If Joel Embiid comes back and they're in the 10 seed, doesn't matter. Like, can Joel Embiid, a healthy Joel Embiid, a fully rested Joel Embiid, coming back in end of March, April, like, just kind of power a run all the way through the playoffs? We'll see. I don't know. The Celtics are obviously going to be a buzzsaw. The Cavs, it feels weird to say this, the Sixers have experience over the Cavs at this point. This is maybe the first time where I've ever felt like the full roster of the Sixers are like, oh yeah, no, they have enough age and experience and wisdom to have that be a positive over another team. But yeah, no, I think Kyle Lowry is a very feel good story. And also, I don't know if it moves the fucking needle at all. What else should I talk about? Oh, Greta, my dog. Loyal listeners know Greta. She's a little adorable rescue French bulldog. She is cute. She is sweet. She's been having some health issues, and it's been a little stressful. But you know what? This is just what it is with French bulldogs. I'm just fucking filling time here while Jamel is talking to a guy. Let's see. What else can I do? Sorry. Hold on.
I literally called my pastor and asked for his forgiveness and understanding in advance.
I'm sorry.
I timed that perfectly.
Nice. These foreign guys showed up. You know how it is when you got something like in the middle of the day and then some sort of work is supposed to happen at your house, and the service guy is like, oh, I'll be here between 11 and 12. And you're like, bet. So then the thing that you're supposed to do, you're like, hey, I got some dudes coming to my house. You mind if we start after 12? And then your friends be like, yeah. And then, you know, and then the dudes still show up at 12. Right in the middle of your award-winning basketball podcast that you're trying to do.
Oh, so when I asked to push to 12, that was actually beneficial for you, theoretically.
Yeah, I was lit. I was like, this is perfect. But turns out 11 would have been even more perfect because these guys were never going to show up on time.
I was just sitting at my office trying to deal with internet issues for a full fucking hour. So that's why I needed to push.
But and it's like they wouldn't have been on time no matter what time. That could have made up a number. We'll be here at 11:00. Bama's would have been like, oh, turns out 11:00 is no good for us anymore. Can you do 6:11?
12:12?
12:12? Like, I don't want to.
Noon buddity?
Ooh, noon buddity sounds. Hey.
While you were gone, I just talked for 2 minutes whining about how Kyle Lowry feels good to be on the Sixers, but I don't know if it moves the needle enough in any way until Joel Embiid gets back and is healthy.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what Nick Nurse has up his sleeves, but these guys won a title together. Kyle Lowry was the starting point guard for a championship team coached by this man. Maybe there's some magic left in those clipboard bones.
Also, starting point guard for the Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals, right?
Yeah, look, he's got some recent successes. I mean, sure, it seems like this is the year that the shelf, you know what I'm saying, he finally became the elf.
You talking about his ass?
Yeah, the shelf, it's the shelf elf. He got a shelf elf.
I do love that. I think between him and Embiid's kind of got like a little bubble butt. I feel like there's like it's a good collection of like big butts on the Sixers right now.
Y'all are going all ass. Forget about the title. Just win the ass battle.
You know who does not have a lot of ass though collectively is the front court of the Sixers.
Oof, yeah, that's a problem. Because that's what you want the ass to be.
You want the ass to be in the front court so they can box out, so they can post up. Yeah. Oh well.
Yeah.
I'm already like writing this season off. Like it's another squandered Embiid season unless he miraculously comes back fully healthy and ready to go.
I agree. So let's talk about the Western Conference.
Okay.
I just, speaking of teams that are really annoying, it looks like the Warriors are finding their way once again.
They're back, baby. They're at 500 back. Ball just in time for the fucking All-Star break. I don't fully believe in them. I think Klay Thompson is like done. He's just done.
Klay seems to be the most cooked, but this guy they have taking his minutes he's capable.
What's his name again?
Podolski, Polish Water Ice.
It's Polish Water Ice. And then there's another guy that's been kind of taking meaningful minutes, well, right? He's got like a
Kuminga. His name Latino is Kuminga.
No, not Kuminga.
Oh, I don't know. Oh yeah, they got a dude who looks like one of the dudes from
Apocalypto. Yeah,
he looks like Apocalypto a little bit.
I don't know what that means.
Don't he got a little Apocalypto?
What is Apocalypto?
He's just got like long black hair.
I'm thinking of Lester Quinones.
That's you're talking about the dude who was in Beach Street.
Again, so Apocalypto, that's the Mel Gibson movie. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah. This is the one where Mel Gibson was like, I'm not racist. See?
Look at this.
Look at this. How can I be racist if I have all these perfectly tan people in a movie?
I'm not looking at anybody that strikes me as Apocalypto on the Warriors roster, but I'd trust you, I guess.
Okay, I might be way off. A point is, a couple of these young guys have stepped up. Kuminga at the top of the list. Nobody since Kevin Durant has responded better to having a fucked up haircut.
Didn't he recently cut his hair all off?
Yeah.
I feel like there was chatter in the Airbuds Discord where people were like, oh, he's not as hot anymore without all of his hair.
Yeah, no shit. He got, it's the Chris Middleton effect. He gave up on being hot and decided to ball.
Did you see the aftermath of the Suns and Warriors game? I could not watch this game because I won't talk about it, but I told you earlier I was at my partner's work prom on Saturday. But
incredible.
But Nurkic and Draymond Green got into it a lot during the game. And then after Nurkic basically was like, I take back everything I said. This man does not deserve a second chance. He should be kicked out of the league, basically, for his antics. And then Warriors responded by being like, Nurkic is a bitch, which is a fair response unless you're one of your star players was just out for 25 games because of being a toxic asshole.
He only knows one way to play, and so this is it. And I agree with Nurkic in the fact that it's only a matter of time because he really blacks out when he's out there. He doesn't really think about respect or that's not what his basketball game is about. He's not playing because of respect. You understand? And like, even, I mean, he was spazzing after they won. He got the stop. He fouled Durant. First off, it was they fouled whoever on the first inbound, and then they fouled KD on the second inbound, but they didn't call it. And so Draymond gets the stop and he's screaming. He's like, motherfucker, yeah, this is my shit. The fuck? And KD just had to laugh. Oh, KD was so mad.
Mm-hmm. And there was a bunch of like people had made like little like edits of like all the little shit that Draymond was doing during that game. And for like, he was just like during like stoppages, he would just walk by Nurkic and like elbow him in the stomach. And I'm like, this is the guy you got suspended for punching in the face. And you're just going up to him and elbowing him in the stomach. It's like crazy.
It is really crazy. It almost is like, okay, so what I found out in soccer overseas, when you get traded to another team, sometimes it's a loan. So what that means is, you know what I'm saying, you still technically are under contract with the original team, but you're playing for your new team. But when you go back, there's a scenario that happens a lot. When you play for your old team, they won't let you play. When you play against your old team, they won't let you play. You can't play as the guy who's on loan. And if you get suspended because you hit a guy in the face, you should not be allowed to play against that guy.
Right.
That's what I'm getting at.
If you were put on loan to therapy, you should not be able to be put in a position where you can assault the guy you got put on loan to therapy for.
Therapy for, exactly. Just remove that. Yes, I understand the game is on ABC. They're trying to figure out how to get people to watch basketball on TV on Saturdays. I understand all that. But if you want this guy to not get thrown out of the league, or dare I say the country, maybe separate him. Maybe separate him from Nurkic, Steven Adams. First off, we ain't even talking about what's really going on here with Draymond. Draymond has no respect for Europeans or people who he perceives to be European.
And from like just a like on the page like standpoint, I agree with that. Like, why should a black man respect a colonizer?
Hey, but listen, Bosnia got colonized. Bosnia got ran over.
That's true.
We be forgetting. Just because Bosnia didn't have no oil, we don't think they got ran over because they got ran over for a fucking sack of potatoes or whatever the fuck Bosnia got.
I guess once you like start, once everybody has like a net worth of $50 million or more, you got to stop just viewing all Europeans as as England.
Yeah. Take not all England. Stephen Adams from fucking New Zealand. He ain't even really European. He might be because you might think he is.
Right. What are we talking about? This podcast about basketball.
Yes, it is. And it's a podcast about how my cat is freaking out. I have to say my cat because maybe if I say you're my cat, you'll chill the fuck out. This cat is bugging. The cat keeps trying to like bite my mic cord and the headphone cables.
All I'm seeing from the camera is like a tail crossing the screen every now and then. But yeah, it does seem like it's happening a lot. Yeah.
Underneath chaos, man. That's Bannon, and Bannon is freaking lunching. Do you have anything you want to say to the people? Racist. Obviously Jamel, said something racist.
We're coming up on All-Star break. Fantasy basketball league is getting stretched to 2 weeks this week.
I hate this week.
This is like not a fun week, and it's like weird. Does it always come right off a Super Bowl or no?
Yeah, basically. It stinks. Because the Super Bowl already throws off the schedule. Because that Sunday would usually be a day where it'd be like 10 games.
Would have loved to have some basketball to watch last night. But yeah,
not allowed.
Now we're going to get like every team is playing like back to back. So there's going to be like, I think, 2 15 game nights this week or whatever. And then come Thursday, we're just fucking done for 5 days.
Oof.
What are we going to fucking watch the celebrity game on Friday?
I mean, I guess this probably, it seems like we should watch it. There's a streamer in the game. We gotta get back on Twitch.
All right. You want to do that this Friday? I think I, hold on. Ooh. Let me look at my calendar. I could probably
this Friday. Yeah, I could pull up this Friday. I can't do shit for Saturday, but I could do this Friday.
Well, we'll talk off mic about doing some shit.
I mean, we should probably. Damn, I wish we had planned to do the dab game during this stretch. We'll do the dab.
All right, we'll talk. That would have been smart, but you know. We're not the smartest podcast. We're just a podcast.
We're just a podcast. It doesn't mean just because you got a podcast don't mean you got to be smart.
Now, see here, Tracy. It's impolite to slurp one's soup.
That's a fact, man. As this dab game, should we go back to the original rules?
What?
Good.
11. No shot fun.
No shot fun. Or maybe should I hit some weed and a shot fun?
I don't know. We'll figure it out off mic. But Jamel, is there anything you want to plug before we get out of here?
No.
No shows?
Well, a mixtape is the first Wednesday every month. The next one is March 6th. It's free. It's in Los Angeles. If you would like to see me and Garrick Bernard be really funny together on stage with five comedians who probably would never be in a room together other than being at mixtape. Pull up. We still haven't really figured out how to get people to hit the board, but I at least figured out how to fix the board. I reprogrammed the board. Thank you, by the way, Mike Benner.
I mean, I gave you five text messages that seemed to very much help you.
Listen, I give you and God all the glory.
Well, to God the glory, watch Destroy All Neighbors on Shudder and AMC+. And that's it. We'll see you guys midweek. We got a great guest lined up who was supposed to be here today, but we'll be here for the Patreon.
Yeah!
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.